This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You're behind the steering wheel.
Who's this?
Darkness.
Is this what we're giving tickets away for today?
Darkness. No, we're not giving away tickets today. Thursday, we're giving away Metallica tickets.
Oh, I know this is not Metallica. I just thought it was somewhere off-brand. You know, sometimes we give away them tickets to them off-brand bands.
This is Darkness.
What's the name of it?
Darkness.
Is the name of the band?
Yes.
Darkness.
The Darkness, sorry.
Well, it will really be Charlie Murphy then, because that's what, Charlie Murphy, The Darkness.
Oh, man.
Cocaine is a very powerful drug.
Man, the 2 years of that damn show and all the hits that, oh, God, just kept coming.
Pop culture on top of pop culture. Do you believe in the Baltimore Orioles? Joe, would you agree that people don't want to believe in them? Not because they hate them, but because no one can admit how much. It's like people are afraid to be vulnerable. I don't want to say I love you, because if I do, you only hurt me.
Well, yeah. No, I also think it's a little bit of a defeatist attitude.
I didn't want to go there. Mm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Who was that dude that called the other day and was like talking about the Terps? And I was trouble believing in them, but he's a Baltimore sports fan, so even when they let him down, he's still going to stick by him because they're his team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I kind of feel the same way as that guy. I'm ready to be hurt, but I hope you don't. But I'm not like going to be surprised. When Mark Andrews dropped that pass the other day, I was like, yeah, that's actually exactly what I thought would happen.
Oh, man.
If you keep the expectations super low and you get disappointed, then you can't be that upset.
Look, I've lived my life that way all the time, and it's a miserable existence, man. Just sitting here waiting for the other shoe to drop. I have to do it for myself. I have to negatively prepare for everything, so I have the worst possible outcomes that I think about all the time, and it's part of my issues. But, like, it's the same thing, man. You're just waiting. It's like, okay, we got a 7-point lead. How are we going to blow this one? That's kind of how a lot of fans feel.
I got to tell you this, and this is to all of you and all of you listening, I can't do sports that way. You know why? Because real life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Real life kicks you in the nuts enough. So if I view sports that way, then I can just dismiss sports and just stick with real life.
Look, it is.
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, obviously, other people believe in them more than we do. So
I think this is a tortured way to live life.
It is.
And then I hate that I do this, but I can't stop myself.
And I get it. And I don't view sports that way, man. I don't. I'm like, listen. If the team sucks, I'm gonna say the team sucks. I'm not gonna fool myself into believing that the team. I remember 2012. I was filling in, I think Steve Davis was with Ed. I was filling in with Ed. And we did this little segment on name a song that could be the theme of the upcoming Orioles seasons. And I thought that year they could be a little bit better. I didn't think they could go to the playoffs. No, mm-hmm. no, no, no. I just thought with the way 2011 ended and all those things, I thought it could be a little bit better. So for me, the theme song was Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes.
Yeah, I almost played that coming in.
You know what I mean? That was the Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes. Because I thought they would have a little better season that year. And everybody's, nah. I'm like, I just think. And I started giving, I think because if this happens and that happens, and I think this guy could be better and that guy could be better, and all those things happen, they could be a 78-win team maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a 70. But back then, 78 wins wasn't bad for the Orioles. And the theme was What a Fool Believes. This year, you know, people are wondering about the additions. It's not about the additions, folks. It's not. It's about you have people in position who get better because they're young. Mm-hmm. They get better every year. Colton Cowser's going to get better. Adley Rutschman's going to get better. Gunnar Henderson's going to get better. Jordan Westberg, if he stays healthy, he's got to get better. These guys have got to. Kobe Mayo could be. He's got to come up.
But here, I'll give you the reason why I believe fans are frustrated with it. Because you could have all that and still have a frontline starting pitcher to go along with all these guys getting better, and that would be even better. A Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns wasn't staying.
Well, I'm just giving the other side of it because I agree with you. Like, I'm not. I didn't feel like they needed to go out and just make some cannonball splash in the pool and spend money for the sake of spending money. They needed to spend money wisely. And whether you feel like they did it or not, allocating some of that money to Tyler O'Neill because you're losing Santander and what he brings to the table. You have to have some vets on this team. Going out and look, I'm not a big Charlie Morton guy. At this point of his career, he gives up a ton of hard contact. But you need a vet like that in the clubhouse. You need a veteran pitcher that these guys can go lean on, especially a guy that's been there and won World Series, pitched in big games. So I do think that there's some value to the guys they brought in. And, oh, by the way, we didn't have a – look at how many games they blew last year because they didn't have a closer.
You got a bullpen at all. Hey, by the way, listen, in terms of Corbin Burns, guys, listen, your wife left you. There's nothing you did. She didn't want to stay. There's nothing you could have done to make her stay. She was only going to be here for a while anyway. That's who she was. And she left. There's nothing. Corbin Burns was leaving. There's nothing the Orioles could. He was. Because whatever the Orioles would have offered him, somebody else would have offered more.
He didn't like crab cakes.
He was gone. That's it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The other part of this, too, is you knew you were getting that first round pick back if he leaves. So there's also a bonus there of, hey, he walks, you get something, and then you allocate that money elsewhere. My buddy at Pigtown Sports sent this in. He said, everyone seems to believe in the O's, except Orioles fans. It's the weirdest thing.
It is. What's your buddy's name?
At Pigtown Sports.
At Pigtown Sports, you're brilliant. Everybody believes in the Orioles except for Oriole fans. Oriole fans are like, let me convince the baseball world how we're not as good as you all think we are. I feel like we're on a campaign, a crusade, to prove to everybody that this team ain't that good.
We'll read the other. So that was a response to what Rob put on Twitter at Rob Long Sports. The other two responses. I don't believe in Brandon Hyde. The other response. Good team, not good enough to win it.
Pain.
I believe they will cobble together a pitching staff good enough to get them in the postseason where, until proven otherwise, the lineup will fall and hit with runners in scoring position. Fail to hit with runners in scoring position. I don't believe in Hyde. I saw that one. You talked about that one. It's crazy.
At least that first guy believes that they'll at least get runners on base in the postseason.
Yeah, well.
And those things are so situational, though. Like, you can't predict that they're going to do that. It's just a frustration of, like, not being able to hit the last 2 years.
I'm wondering what things are going to look like with the wall moved in and left.
Yeah.
And see how much that has an impact on scoring. But again, like, one of the problems I felt with the Orioles are that they lived by the home run, died by the home run, especially towards the end of the season. And when you get into series in September and October, it's colder weather, ball doesn't carry as well. You know, you really got to get a hold of one sometimes to get it out. But
right.
You do need to nickel and dime them. You need a single, a double, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position.
You have to. Bill says the bullpen is flying under the radar. I agree with Bill. I think this bullpen's gonna be good, man.
Well, I mean, like, people
be five inning games.
People were pissed off that they let Danny Kloon walk, and justifiably so, because he had decent numbers. But what if they feel like they have better players who are younger in the bullpen right now?
I was upset because Danny Kloon is gone, because Danny Kloon is my friend. You know that. The baseball move, I get it. Personally, it's my friend. I didn't want him to go. But I'll text him.
Yeah. Good luck.
He just got picked up, right?
Yeah, I forget who picked him up.
The Reds, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be fine. We will be. I believe in the birds.
Man, it's, again, I'm one of those people, too. Like, you get called a homer just for being, I don't even think I'm speaking positively. I just think I'm being a realist when you look at it. There's a reason why they have the fifth best odds to win the World Series. They're a good team. You wanted them to do more. They didn't do what you wanted them to do. And honestly, I'm happy they didn't do what you wanted them to do.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.